Dermatitis. She has dermatitis, you know, that very bad skin disease that one would die after 40 years but never cure.
But at that time she was really young, wasn't she?
Very young. Very young. They came very young. Sarva came less than 15 age.
So, you know when you went on that Blue Bus tours?
I would.
Yeah. That story about how in Delhi that Qutub Minar.
Ah, Qutub Minar. I have the picture somewhere else. Yes. At that time I was in silence. I was given silence for 1 year.
Wasn't that later? In 1940?
40, 42, 41 perhaps.
But
yeah.
This, when you went to Delhi, that was in 38.
Might be another time.
Oh, no, you were.
No.
Oh, you were just once more than
me. Like 4 months, two astronauts, two astronauts. Okay. So, I was in silence. And we went for other sightseeing. And I had that habit of walking behind Baba. I saw Baba going inside and on the step. Had you been to Qutub Minar?
No.
You seen? Not with your parents? Didn't
no.
they go?
They only came to Nagar, Pune, Bombay.
They didn't see it. So, that was some spiral staircase. And it is made in such a way that when you want to come down, you have to hurry up, whether you hurry up or not, but you naturally step like that. When it was a little bit dark, so I just went up. Baba has gone up in front of my eyes. And there were big windows in between. That whoever just invalid or just they want to see the scenery or just rest or so. I didn't know that Baba sat there and went. So I just went on. Up to the desk.
You passed Baba.
He passed Baba. I must have passed Baba. And then, tap. And I said, no one is there. What can I do? The terrace was empty. And there was local boys. Now they are not allowed. Yeah? Only have to take permit.
I see.
Because two, three persons have committed suicide. So that's all. So, now, two little boys, local boys, were playing. Still, I just said, well, I have come up here, I will see how it looks from up. So I just took the chance. I saw. Nani was that much taller than myself. Very nice, very particularly, very sweet. So, I saw Baba that much. Nani that much. It was very tall. It was 450 steps.
Down
they already. And then Nani's umbrella was that much. Now to my horror I saw that Baba is leaving the place and went to that bus. Now I said, Baba, now what to do? Because I was in silence, I could not say, I don't know the address and everything. Okay. I just hurried up. Without you hurry or not, you are just, you know, I saw that Baba knew that a ship is lost. So he came back under the excuse he was looking at me. And I wanted to sleep in the group that he was. Now, besides that silence, that was the order that whoever given silence should not talk to Baba directly. Should not talk, but gesture, not talk. So one person who is there, that though we understand each other, still. So he told Mani, ask that maid, where was she? Ask that maid. So where were you? I said, ask why. I thought that you were up. Mad.
I was curious.
Will you do it again? He said, no. And then, again he said, don't go up again. Will you do it again? Then we began to go, the bus, we step in. And always Baba's seat was in front and behind I. Always, that was the fixed seat. Everyone is the fixed seat. Okay. Baba is fixed seat. You know, like when start, in the start, he just like this everyone. And that. So I was sitting, I was thinking, okay. He turned. That was the very first and last time in my, in a silence, during silence. Will you walk back? And smilingly he said, and how does it look from up? I said, you, yawning, umbrella, not to go up. To break that my, you know, that to fall, let me forget mood, huh? He just said, how does it look up? Yeah. No, he felt it. You know, whenever we feel, he feels it.
Right.
Because he knows everyone. Right. He knows, you know, he just used to say that, you don't know yourself, but I know everyone from top to toe.
Yeah.
From top to toe. So
sweet.
He, when his heart, but he feels it, and after that he comes to you.
Cheers.
No, it is really,
yeah.
That is very beautiful.
It's so touching, must be, to feel that his love for you.
Oh yes, then he just comes and just like that. And so then did. Then, after a few days, Sri Mai comes there.
Yeah.
And we heard again the sightseeing. Not up. Around. So Baba tells the story through money that this maid has gone up and so on. She turned to me. Mansari, I will give you 1 rupee, will you go back? I stretched my hand. Baba said, don't give her. She will go up. But that rupee she won't keep, she would give me. So don't give her. And said, don't go up.
You know, you feel like your nature was like just Baba was there and you wanted to be...
Always with him.
Always
want to be with him in any circumstances.
Like you told me once, like before also, you used to collect the dust sometimes. And you like to, you know, go near walking.
No, I always have to follow.
Yeah, that was
so when there is, you know, it depends upon circumstances. If there is, you know, more people are coming, so if I just bend down and take, by the time they wait.
Yeah.
So I just get. Sometimes you are taking that. Yes, that's all.
Yeah. Well, that would be while Baba was staying.
Here. Never Baba was beautiful. That was superb for me.
Right.
For me, it was superb. If after going from here, even the villagers said that Baba's mood, Baba's health was completely not.
Well, did you think that, like, when Baba would be on tour, like during those Budapest tours, his mood would be better, or it wouldn't change? Would it be like going out
very
light?
No. Who, Baba?
Well, when you would all go like that, would it be sort of like everyone was in a good mood, happy to be traveling on tour?
But he would never allow you the full, full enjoyment.
No.
If you are just think he will, something will happen and something he will say to you, and that is like that. So it is not, you know, what you say that. As ordinary tour we go.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, see, that's what, like, you're all living here together.
Mm.
Naturally, there's differences between you. But there on tour, where you're all together, more.
Oh, yes.
There you have your own duties.
Oh, yes.
There,
even
more closer.
Sure.
Aren't there more friction between
you? Yes, oh, yes. But then Baba said, it's all right.
Mm.
It's all right. Difference of opinion, such a difference of opinion, you have no idea. At that time,
between
I didn't
Eastern
like...
Eastern, Western.
But we are human beings and Baba wanted us to train. It's a training ground. It was a training ground. An impact bus. It was very irritating. You have no idea.
Especially the conditions. Say you wouldn't have a bath or this and so hot and
tired. That's quite all right.
But
most
gets worse when you're
when just anything, you know, something happens, and then that is very irritating. My nature is, you know, like that straightforward.
Right.
And that is, you know, what you say, cash memo. It's not cash memo, you know that. not debit memo. Pay you in the coin, that's all, in your own coin. Right. That's all.
Well, for example, here you are all together here. Hmm. But you aren't always through the phone. Do you think that irritated others?
Oh, yes. That irritated, yeah, naturally. Because, you know, human nature, that means the every quality, jealousy, anger, and everything. If Baba paid attention to one, then we feel it. Why not we? But at that time, Baba is thinking of us more. Just because he wanted us to feel, and that's why he just gives you more opportunity to talk, or just he just, more familiar with others. But he is thinking that she is getting irritated. Yeah, that is, you know, that's... But at that time, we did not get it.
I know. You know, Rana told me once that this is the same thing you're saying, that sometimes Baba would just ignore her.
Completely.
And at that time, she wouldn't feel it. But then later, she realized that Baba had to think more about her to ignore her.
Yes.
While he was purposely ignoring, he was thinking about her.
Oh, yes. And at that time, I felt very bad. Yeah. Very bad.
Others are saying also, you know, like, Baba paying more attention to Marina.
Yes, we feel it. We are human beings. We feel it. Yes, sure. Yeah. But for his work, it's all right. Yeah. We feel it for the time being.
Would he ever tell you directly, you must please Marina to please me?
Yes, oh yes. He said to me. Yes. I know that I don't want an incident. That we are going somewhere else, and there was small car and big car, and I don't know, bus and whatnot. So, Baba said something that Mera wants you to go in that with us. But I say no. I said, Baba.
Baba.
But I said, yes, Baba, whatever you say, I will do. I have come for you. I have not come for any Mera or Sarah. I said, where all were sitting. Because it is my nature. I can't hide anything from Baba. The thing is that, to me, when you take him as God, is there any sense to hide who knows everything? Foolish
that's
thing.
Baba appreciated also.
Oh, Baba appreciated. Baba appreciated.
Ami
appreciated
a lot of that too.
Uh-huh. Yes. Why? There are many I have seen. Oh, yes, Baba, inside they were just, oh no, it should not be like. No, I used to say that. No. Say it on the face. And Baba would say that, now, will you do this? Because she is not well or something. I said, yes, Baba. You like it? I said, no. But for you, I will do. I would not say just, yes, Baba, I like it. No. Just the thing. Just if you say, I will do it. Yes. Jai Baba. Jai Baba.
Did Baba tell everybody openly, though, about Mera at the beginning, when you first came in?
It was when she said that our relations is like Krishna and Radha. Our relations.
Before you came to stay here, did you hear?
Before, she was in complete seclusion.
Yeah.
She was not seeing Baba much. See, Baba was staying out, inside the world. Sometimes, very seldom, he used to come. Very, very seldom. And sometimes when Baba used to pass there, Baba made her turn back, not to see Baba.
That was in the 20s?
In 20s. In the beginning. And that time, we all thought that Gulmai plays Radha part. Everyone. Because he was very. What is Gulmai is Gulmai. Yes. And that time, if you see Gulmai, she was radiant. Not what you say, we say the other worldly radiant.
Yeah,
she was completely different.
Sure, Gulmai was very jealous of her.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Natural. Because Baba was my spiritual mother. Natural. That was the Baba's perfection is there. That he pleased everyone.
So in the early days, you didn't know anything about the Merrill's.
No, then once he declared that our relationship like Radha and Krishna.
That was before you came to
stay. No, I came to stay. I was there, we were sitting there in that room.
Wow.
And he said.
But were you all surprised at this?
No, not that surprised. Yeah. Not that much surprised. But I was wondering that it was Gulmaya.
Right.
That, because we don't know anything inside. That means what is Radha, what is Krishna, it is the, what is a power or something they say. And I never pay attention to that. I pay attention to Baba. That is all, whatever it is, his what you say, work and everything. That, that's all.
Well, I mean, Baba just said that, but in other ways, did you see that?
When see
he,
what?
What he meant by that? I mean, like, he would always keep her
separate from her. Very, very, it was, she was taken to, what was that? What is that place? Kano. She was under, you know, dark glasses.
Yeah.
And go up at 12 o'clock in the middle of the night, where everyone is come down. That is just to see sightseeing. With one hand Rano, one hand Kitty,
yeah,
to lead her. So, and again after 5 minutes, go down.
Yeah, but what about here with all you others? Was anything special?
No, no, she will, he will give his time more to Mera.
Like you're going to take his food there.
Inside, inside. Yeah, take his food, tea, and then he used to go to down, you know, for the must. Then, he, you know, that was the thing. It was according to his working that we know, that whatever he did. But that is, and it is a training ground. And whatever he did, it is for our good. For our good, that is definitely. No one would like the injection in medicine. It's bitter, but we have to swallow. We have to swallow. That's the thing. That's one or the other way, he just adjusted. He just adjusted. Because otherwise, once where he said that, if you don't listen to us, listen to me, then no use to stay up here. Admire me at home, garland my photo, and stay there. If you are here, it is under my training. And that is true. So true. It is so true. So true. And according to our human nature, we argued and everything. That's true. That's foolish too. But he wanted it.
With him or with others both?
Hmm?
With him or with others both?
With?
You argued with him and also with others?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Openly. Because at that time, he made us forget that he is Baba. Said, no, Baba, no. That, no. It was our Pila. Pila was very straightforward. Pila, you know, Pila from Karachi. Pila, Baba loved her so much. He said, Pila is the quality of just next moment. She would be furious. She would be furious with you, like, she would tear you over that next moment. I did that to you, huh? I spoke to you that, huh? Forgive me, huh? And she would embrace and she would bend. Such a quality that I would not do. I don't think that even now I can't do that.
Yeah.
Much less, it is now much controlled. I know that. I know. Baba had told me that if you, your nature is just very hot, but I will make vast difference in your nature like heaven and earth. He told me and he did it. I know. I know. And then he said, if you just, if you do continue like that, I would bring you next time with me. So I said, don't bring me. I don't mind, Baba. In that mood, I said, yes, Baba, don't bring me. I will see you coming down and I will hold your sunrise parachute and I will come. That's all. And then Baba laughed and said, see? Like that he would laugh.
Where was that?
Here. I know, here. And then it was once when we were somewhere at that Pasarni. And that Pila's duty, always that our building, wherever we stayed at our house, that was one person should be there on the gate, always. Here, Masi, Korshet's mother, and turn, Korshet's mother and Vishnu's mother, they both, in turn. Now there, Masi and Pila, sometimes come. Papu was doing some other work, I think. So it was the duty of Pila at 7 o'clock should be there in the morning. So before 7, she has to have breakfast, bath and everything. Her water for bath was ready in the bathroom and someone had slipped in and had the bath. She was mad like this. Baba, going from here to there. That's that much distance there. And she was giving a fine slap
to that person.
She was an old lady. Baba, just one step. She just went. Did not send. And same step, got something and just came back. What he saw, Pila was a blessing. Pila, can't believe my eyes. When I went, you were just last second and you were facing her. And how, for this of your quality, I like you and I love you so much. And then he called all of us, be angry, but like Pila. Like Pila, if you're angry. So nice that you forget how, but Baba, I treasure her, but Baba, I feel it now. I said, but why didn't you? I said, but I was angry, Baba, because I have late. She explained, said, I know that, but for a second, 1 second. That was finished. She had her bath. Then that was finished, and why should you have? I said, but that's comes. And Baba said, for this quality, I love you so much, Pila. Pila was the thing. I love her. Amongst the whole ashram, if I remember it very lovingly, is Pila and Margaret. Margaret is the quality. Like Pila.
But anger and then forgiveness.
She would say anything. She would not be as angry as, you know, she won't show the anger, but she would say such a cutting way, like me. Yeah. Mm. It's very nice. Very straightforward. Very straightforward. I like her. I like her very much.
Right.
Very much.
Do you remember any stories about when you all went to Ranchi?
I went to Ranchi, but what story is that Ranchi?
You went to Ranchi in July 1940, and when you came back, August 40, was when Baba gave you the year silence.
After Ranchi, is it that? That all things have finished, but the main thing, what is prominent, it stayed.
You know, when he told you that it's been silent for a year, how did you think that? Did you think, oh my God?
Nothing. Nothing happened to me. Nothing happened.
But
I was just sitting.
Where?
We all were sitting.
Here?
No, somewhere else. Or here, I don't know. He said, I think that I would give 4 of you silent for 1 year. I will think it over. Nobody asked that who.
But did you think inside you wanted that?
Nothing. If he wants, you could do.
No, but you didn't think it was something special.
I am a sort of dummy, if you ask me. Yes, I am a sort, and he just pushes me like that. Then always Baba's way is like that. He will show you in the beginning a big lion. He will say, oh my, what to do now? How could it happen? How could I do that? But then, if you just start, it will turn out to be a lamb and not a... Then we will say, hey, what a foolish thing. If, that is his trick.
Who was that like? Then what, the next day he said now?
No. Then after a few days he said that I want. That means pointed out.
What is it like?
Not a
tomorrow?
Single... No.
From then?
No, he will give, he said, 1st of August, I think. August to August. So, not a single word should be uttered, remember. Yes. If the bomb comes at your feet, you should not say, oh.
So at the beginning he said it was going to be for you.
Everything. Yes, 1 year. And he made it so clear, not to speak a word. Even the bomb comes at your feet, you should not say, oh, no. After a few days, he said, it is difficult for you. Keep utter silence in all of a sudden. See, he knows
you particularly
everyone who has just done. You know, all of, in front of all, very difficult. For 2 months, you are likely to speak out. But when you just speak out, and if you just say that, oh, this is mine. And if you just say, this is, and if you just, at that point, if you remember, stop it. And he told all the ashramites, rest of ashramites, that when you hear them speaking, check them.
Did it ever happen?
Oh, yes. 15 days it was difficult for me. And then it was very, very, then that's what you say, very common. For 15 days it was. The fun is that if anyone said from behind, then I would say yes. But if they're in front of, no. That I know very well. That was the thing.
And then after that year was over, you all wanted to continue, didn't you?
Then he said, tomorrow you come to me. There is now platform.
Was it a year to the day?
Yes. Year. August 1st or August 1st. Yes. And who else? He called everyone, four of us, but not at a time. One after another, you come to me. Say Baba. Only Baba. Not
where?
To say anything.
Come where?
Yes.
Cabin?
No, not in cabin. There was that platform, you know, that new platform, Sabamandap. There is a tree. I think that tree. Perhaps a tree. And I'm standing there. I will be standing there. You come one after another. Say Baba and go. Not a single word more. So when he just said to me, when he, as if I am hearing my voice from the seventh layer of the earth, it was very, it was something, somebody is speaking or what. But then after so many days, the habit never goes, began to sign, you are speaking. Yes, yes.
No, but you all tell Baba
that we'll
go ahead and keep silence for another year.
If you would have said, we would have.
No, but you all on your own asked Baba, like Nadine or somebody asked Baba, said, I'll go ahead.
No, I said, Baba, shall I keep it? He said, no, for my reason it is all right. Mm-hmm. It's finished now, for my reason. So, I think Irene and Nadine has to go in between, in the middle of it, for their passport or I don't know what. Yeah.
No, that was like after that was the warriors also. I think Baba once said also something that you all represented a nation. Mansari is a small nation, Nani is a big nation. Do you remember anything like that?
I never go there. He said yes, yes, finished. And many years then I did it. Now, what is it for? It meant peace and that.
So not the silence, but just in general.
No, anything. That is up to you.
They were keeping pets also. I know that monk.
Pets! Oh.
Lucky is such a nuisance.
Mad. That was maddening is going on. I think they had no work. That's why.
Who were all these?
Elizabeth had kippy.
Yeah.
Norina wanted a pet. So monkey.
It was a big pedicle.
Lucky. But Lucky was really lucky when this Baba used to, he was so small.
Yeah, but didn't it stink and get
no, that is another one. Stinky one is Jampu.
But Lucky, they'll really get it.
Very, very, very. Then Lucky, Baba used to put in his own pocket, in that coat, and he would play ping pong. And he would say, see that rascal. He would come out, crawl, like that.
Where under this coat there?
There was ping pong mahal table, you might have seen. What a madness. That ping pong should be there. And then cricket started.
Up
here? For a few hours.
With the ladies? With the girls?
No. You might be knowing that you know. 7 years before, perhaps. The big ping pong table there. And then they just. Oh, it is one of the Baba's human face and something human side and so. Anyway, there they just got disturbed. You can say tick-tock. And it has become now then playground, what you say. That people used to come from another, then you spread. You just come, just under the excuse of darshan, they will come and sit the play, our game. And then I used to say that, well, you want water?
But,
did
you ever play as well?
Yeah, I do, but I was never good at all.
And sometimes you play volleyball or something?
Not volleyball. Just like that. Volleyball down below, not here. What do you say? Ping pong? Ping pong. That is all. Ping pong, seven times. Seven times. And I was losing and I was losing and I was losing in Baba. How much you owe me, remember? I said, I don't know, Baba. That much. Oh, Baba, that much? Huh. For ages I owe you so much, and that is nothing. Baba said, true. I said, who cares for that much, Baba? I said, for ages I owe you so much.
Can you get me that job of also translating your metabolic journal?
Translation? Yeah, it gave me
that. Was that was up here also?
Yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere when I used to go, I have to take all my paraphernalia with this box.
That big box?
Big box. Yes.
And translation?
5 years. Every day, 3 hours. Excepting for traveling, when we travel, no writing. But when you settle down, as soon as you...
The whole thing? Or just this person?
No. He used to tick out the biography of Perfect Master. Believe it or not, Gani's article, Ramju's article, Deshmukh's article, I did not like because it's out of my capacity. Even my English is corrected now, but at that time it was so tedious. His discourses.
Would you ever read the translation tomorrow?
He examined it.
Still teach it almost. Almost like a school teacher. Would you ever correct it?
Yeah. That was that whole pile. Where is it now?
I don't know.
Eaten up by what? Eaten up by termites.
You even kept it. It was never published.
Baba said, keep it. Kept it.
You and Baba touched it.
Yeah, but moths had, termites have eaten up.
Completely.
And bits up here, bits here, what to do? I put it in the rain, let it drench. Yeah, and when it dried up,
gone.
Finished. I did not feel even at that time that, oh, I had done that for 5 years, 3 hours a day.
No, naturally, because this Baba told you to
do this. But when it is finished like that.
Yeah, I know. So much work.
But that is good that he gave me that work. Otherwise, I would not have a chance to see him. And whenever we go, I just used to occupy the place where he used to come and go more, Baba. So I used to occupy him and then I was just writing, I just see him. Yes.
You mean like this was like on tours?
On tours. On tours.
Like in which different places? So many places.
Ajmer is very beautiful. Ajmer, I like Ajmer so much. Baba would just go and come and go and come. Here, by the side of Gadi, I used to sit because he will come sit. He will go here and there and here and there.
You can see.
Huh, that's only that madness or I don't know what.
You know, what about when you had to go up to Rishikesh and you had to become a sweeper?
Oh, yes. Rano had done that. Rano had done that. Nothing happened. Baba did it. Baba actually did it and he just showed us.
What happened? You went to this bungalow and there was just...
Yeah, that was it. There was no sweepers. In sweepers, there were. But you know, so proud or I don't know what.
They throw it to outside.
Outside. And so? Then Baba said no. And then he again had his sleep, something like that.
For a few days you had to do. Those people weren't coming.
They won't come or they are not told. I mean, that was. That was Rishikesh. It was Rishikesh. Yeah. See how. We used to say that. See how he teased. What was that? Sadhus. The sadhus stayed there.
Uh-huh.
There was a big, huge, perhaps colony or whatever you say, and the huts and huts and huts and huts. In the morning it was very beautiful. So, where they just, they used to complain, and what is this? We used to throw that. because that is the only ditch or something like that. Yeah. And they began to complain.
I see.
That's true. And this way Baba helped them. Yeah, that's
funny.
That's funny, very funny. Really funny. That was the hut. And we know that very well. That was a big bungalow.
In
Rishika? Near. Just 59 steps down to go to river. It's beautiful. Beautiful. So.
Ganges.
We just went. Ganges is different. That is Banaras. So, we stayed there. What is that bungalow's name? Okay, whatever it is. Then we were sitting. And Pilar's daughter said, Baba, what a nice life they are having. And in the morning, they just meditate. Some dye their clothes in yellow, some sleep. Yes.
Is
it? Do you have any idea? You have passed that life. You all have passed that. That's why you are here. It will take them for birds to come to me and sit like you people sit to me, sit with me. You have no idea how, what luck you have to sit with me. You have no idea. That you have the best luck here. They have, they are growing. They are going in their own way. That means they are what you say, pilgrimage, pilgrims. But you have passed that. And now you say that how beautiful life is this. Yes? Yes, yes. That is true. That is one thing is so sure that when we had read Kabir's and all other things, then that did not occur to us. Okay, oh yes, good, yes, good. But then when we had his contact and when he used to explain that how, what luck you have, then Kabir says that 1 second, oh no, half of the second, oh no, half of that, 1/4 of the second, if you have the company of saint, Kabir, be sure that crores and crores of sins finishing. That is the thing. Again, Kabir say, Kabir, beautiful. You have read it? Have you read it?
Translation,
yeah, but translation, any language, English into, but it won't come that sweetness,
yeah.
That sweetness. Yeah, that is the fit, word, right word, and that is beautiful, beautiful.
You know, like you'd all have duties when you'd be on tours, like in Rishikesh, a different place. But Mara wasn't really doing any duty, was she?
No. She would have cut Baba's hair, heavens not here, mustache only. But she, you know, she took care of that hair, you know, in mustache. She used to tie up that thing, I mean, towel, and here too, and she would collect that. It's everything she has collected.
You would all be there and see her doing it?
If he just go there, if he just calls her, no, it's otherwise not. He would come call sometimes to in the room. And so, this is beautiful.
Well, you know, when you came back, that's when Baba divided you into those groups.
Who?
After coming back from the tour of Rishikesh, Baba divided you into
groups. Yeah, of course. It was, you know, that...
You were with KD Sultan.
Not Katie, Soltun, and one more. Might be, because she was my patient. Might be, but one. Because they were, not that. That old one, that Nargis, Mrs. Kotwal's aunt, she and Soltun. She was given the duty to, what was that? As a watchman, watchwoman, and Soltun has the duty of kitchen, so no need to go talking. No need to talk. No. And we were given that, only that, you know, the curtain and the bamboos and or sort of thing. We have to say, speak, come down in the compound and you speak. And I that is even...
You couldn't speak up there?
No. In front of Kitty. If Kitty has to say, Kitty has to say. It was difficult. It was difficult, but at that time we did not feel.
No.
When we just think, it's difficult. No, it was not difficult. When he says, it was not difficult.
No.
Go ahead. What? Tata
be right. We were divided once again in Lahore. You all went to Lahore. So
yeah.
Divided into two groups there.
There, yeah.
Also there. Here were small groups.
Lahore. Oh, Lahore was. Never liked Lahore. I never liked Lahore.
It was too hot or something.
Hot and everything, and Baba's bungalow was different, and I never liked Lahore.
You didn't see him much.
Oh, no. It was... I never liked it.
You were still doing that translating work there?
Not at that time.
5 years.
At that time. Anyway, even though our Masaji was a watchman, he used to come. Masaji was... Bob Pandu is nothing. So huge. And you see, because all eyebrow has gone white. And big eyes and no glasses. You can't see anything from far away. But what difficulty he passed with Baba. In Nagpur, once he took them to Nana's bungalow. It was a palace, I should say. Gagwar used to say that. We saw Nana's bungalow. He just used to stay in palace and how he stays now in a room. Palace. His father was a session judge. So what I want to say. And Masaji. So Masaji, when Baba calls, you have to leave everything and go. So he was trying to shave, or he was to the verge of shaving, and Baba called. Everyone. So he has to go in front of so many outsiders even. I said, what happened to you? You have bushes here in front of all? How did you shave? He just Baba said, not a single word. Yes, Baba, I am going to. Come and say, go and do it. Because that was the thing. It was a difficult time for him. Kaite, Tiale.
Was it 1943? Was that the first time Baba said he wanted you to stay up here alone?
1943?
Before you went to Aurangabad, did he tell you? No, what I'm thinking
don't
is...
Don't ask me the place and year, because I don't remember that.
What I was thinking is, when they went to stay at Templetown...
In 44 March, Baba left.
Right.
I know.
Before that, did he tell you he wanted you to stay there?
Before or after, but he told me. I know that from that so far, he just said, once he came, beautiful mood. Only I and he was there. Baba didn't know, that so far, Gadi. Would you listen to me?
You're sitting like that with his hand behind
you. You need to open that. Would you listen to me?
His eyes
closed. Yes, Baba. Our Raja, Bonu Kachu.
So then that time, Baba, you said, would you listen to me?
I said, yes, Baba. Would you remember it? I said, yes, Baba. Without thinking. That's what he wants to say, what he might be. Yes, so he said. Don't cross the railway track. Yes, Baba. Not for a while. He might be waiting. Who knows? He knows. That I will ask that why and what. Not necessary. Yes, Baba. I did not mind anything. No order was difficult for me. Only one. That That was my argument and that was my complaint, that only 15 miles away I am here. I came to stay with you, and why you don't see me?
So, when he was staying there?
Yeah.
He never called you.
Well, sometimes I tell you that twice a year or once a year. Sometimes, let's see, Raja, let's see, Raja. Eh, you break them. After a while, he said, you can. That means crossing it. You can. Then I call you. Okay. Or if you have any going to dentist for the dogs. Otherwise, if I call the whole world, and if I don't call you,
so, at that time he wasn't staying here?
He left. He must have left. I think in 44 or something. Yeah. Because, yeah. Because I'm not